I have been here.
The Grey Goose, Adventures of a Modern Robin Hood.
That canny inspector, I believe, suspicions me, as they say in ye olde English. The formerly diamonds are missing. I think Ben has an idea about the Grey Goose. At any rate, I got a surprise when I found one of Ben's flat feet watching my place. So I sent Barbara off, disguised as me, dress suit, slightly graying moustache, to impersonate me at a crush in Berkeley Square. She's my perfect alibi. Ben's man followed blindly and even returned to my flat, tailing her. Meantime, I'd gone out the back of the building and cached the jewels with Charlie Austin. Returning by way of Barbara's flat, we compared notes, and quite suddenly, a knock on the door was followed by a request from Inspector Ben to be allowed to speak to the lady herself. Exit me to my own flat through the revolving bookcase, Barbara turning on our little speaker equipment as I went. Thus, I was able to hear what went on.
So sorry to keep you, Inspector, but I was just preparing for bed.
No, not at all, Miss Havisham. I can only ask you to forgive a rather late call. You are alone, I take it?
Yes, definitely.
Just as I rapped on your door, I thought I heard a man's voice.
Inspector Ford? Really?
No, I'm most terribly clumsy, I fear.
You did hear a man's voice?
Oh, then I'm to drown.
Not a bit. You heard my pin-up actor on the wireless in my bedroom. Well, now sit down. Can I give you a drink?
No, thanks. The fact is, Miss Favisham, I just wanted to ask you something about your tenancy of this flat.
Good heavens, don't tell me, Inspector, that you're going to fair rent me or grope for some extra key money.
You must be seeing quite a lot of my friend Fletcher.
How?
That is, your little quips and quirks rather resemble his style. He has a flat in this building, I believe.
No, he has a flat in the adjoining building. This one faces one street, his faces the other. There's what they call a party wall between the two. Is there anything else I can tell you?
Yes. Your landlord is a man called H.C. Jenkins.
That is so. He apparently bought this suite some years ago.
And to whom do you pay rent?
To his solicitors. Webb, Fawcett, Webb and Bryant. Fancy me remembering names like that.
Have you ever seen Mr. Jenkins yourself?
Never. I gather he's an elderly man with a penchant for travelling.
Travelling?
Yes, you know. America, Shetland Isles and all that.
He's not in America or the Shetland Isles, Miss Favisham.
No.
No. The hall porter downstairs is certain he saw Mr. Jenkins leaving the entrance hall of these flats tonight.
No. Oh, wouldn't it be dreadful if he's come back from Manitoba or Siam or some such place and wants his flat back?
Very awkward indeed, Miss Favisham. Well, thank you very much. I won't keep you any longer. I think I'll pop in and see Fletcher on the way home. Is he in?
I couldn't tell you that.
Hasn't rung you?
Why should he?
Sorry. Well, I suppose I'll have to go round to get to his place.
Yes. Take the lift down to the ground floor of this building, turn left, then down a narrow court. Turn left again into Mr. Fletcher's street, then it's the first big entrance on your left. Go up in the lift to the second floor. It will take you about 3 minutes.
You seem to know the details of the route very well.
It's wonderful, considering I so seldom follow it myself. And, Inspector, I don't think I like that last crack. Good night. Impudence. What? Still there, Inspector? Can't you find the lift? It's just there.
My shoelace came undone.
Oh, there's more light at the end of the passage. Mind you don't trip.
Yes.
Rory.
Yes?
He's coming round. Better get into your dress togs, but leave coat and vest off as I did when I was doing my act in your rooms.
Have done. All right, I'm reversing the speaker set. Keep your ears open.
Right, but be careful. By the way, who is Mr. Jenkins?
I'll tell you later. You've met him but half an hour ago.
You?
Yes, I. Now cut the cackle. He's about due, the sly fox.
Aha, he's in the passage.
You in, Fletcher?
Yes, coming. Who is it?
Ben Ford.
Welcome, my dear sleuth. Or are you?
Eh? How do you mean?
Well, if you've come for a drink and a smoke and a chat, you're welcome. But if you've come to search me for somebody's silver plate, go away. I haven't got it.
Well, that relieves my mind considerably. Now, before I have the drink, a question or so.
Oh, I'm going to be a quiz kid, am I? I warn you, I don't know a quadratic equation from a lunar eclipse. However, fire away.
Where did you go tonight?
Answer that one yourself, Ben. Or ask the other quiz kid. That flat foot you planted opposite my front door.
Eh? I assure you,
he's better. Already told you I've been to a crush in Berkeley Square. Stayed 15 or 20 minutes, came back here, took my coat and vest off, smoked a cigar at my window, and so on. He followed me there and followed me back here. And why? It's my turn to ask you now. Why?
matter of form, entirely.
Matter of bad form, I think.
Hold your horses, Fletcher. There's been a little over-enthusiasm, which you'll have to forgive.
Well, explain why.
Yes, well, I will. Recently, as you know, I've been rung up by a character with an aging voice claiming to be the Grey Goose. This character foolishly used the call box just adjacent to this building, and that made me suspect he came from somewhere handy.
A fair assumption, but not very conclusive.
True. However, we chased round and followed a lot of tenants, including yourself.
An ancient voice and a Grey Goose. Huh, thank you.
He struck a blank. Everyone appeared young, smart, and not a bit aging. But then we hit on someone who remembered an eccentric old chap called H.C. Jenkins. He used to be a tenant of a suite over in the next block.
Oh, hang on a moment, Ben. You've got nothing there.
Oh, I agree. At the same time, I'd like very much to see Mr. H.C. Jenkins.
Why?
Well, he's the only one round here we haven't checked on. Incidentally, he happens to be the landlord to whom Miss Faversham pays her rent.
Well, the rest's easy. She'll give you his address.
Oh, no, not a bit of it. He's generally travelling from place to place.
Oh, one generally travels that way, doesn't one?
You know what I mean. Now, here's this strange thing. The hall porter of the block of flats at the back of this one swears he saw Jenkins go out of the front door tonight.
So he's not at present travelling from place to place. Didn't one of your bloodhounds chase him?
Missed by an inch. The old codger jumped a taxi before my chap could catch him.
Bad luck.
You haven't seen him by any chance, have you?
I may have done. I've been in this neighbourhood a few years now, but I've never noticed your friend, to my knowledge. However, I'll keep a lookout.
Do. All right, I'm afraid I'm keeping you up.
I am a bit tired. That party was a crashing bore. Now, what about a nightcap?
No, thanks. I'll search my roost myself, I think.
Smoke? Have a cigar?
Oh, no, thanks.
I'll take one with you.
Why should I?
Give it to your flat foot down below. He's been standing down there a long time watching me smoke them.
That's his job. Good night. I'll let myself out.
Right, Ben. Cheerio. This gives me seriously to think. Wonder if he's playing the same trick as he did on Barbara.
Hello. You again.
The lift's down the passage, Ben. Surely you remember.
Yes, of course I do. I was just looking for...
That's at the end of the passage to the right. See you soon. Ben, laddie, somehow you've got your nose down on the trail and I don't like it very much. This calls for a bit of a powwow. Think I'll get Charlie Austin along as well as Barbara. Well, you've heard everything, Barbara. And you, Charlie, we've briefed up to date. Now, I want you both to understand that this is my battle. And if the worst comes to the worst, you both keep clear and let me do the wriggling.
Not on your life, Mr. Hex. We'll this here Ben bloke. But what I can't understand is this here Jenkins angle. You came down to my place tonight dressed as Jenkins. But what about Jenkins himself? Isn't he likely to bob up and queer the pitch proper?
Charlie, my boy, you certainly haven't got it. There never was a Mr. H.C. Jenkins.
What?
I said there never was a Mr. Jenkins. Some few years ago, Mr. Jenkins bought that flat unit.
I thought you said there wasn't no Jenkins.
Mr. Jenkins was me.
Eh?
Yes, I, Mr. Jenkins, that is, fixed that angle. It was a backstage exit when I wanted one. You connected the bookcase between the two rooms.
Well, I'm blowed.
Later, Mr. Jenkins' solicitors granted a tenancy to Barbara.
And what happened to Jenkins?
He went travelling. Now have you got it?
Then it was you, the old porter, so earlier this evening.
It was, Charlie. Confoundedly careless of me. Well, now, being met together, as the Atlantic Charter puts it, we've got to plan to confound Ben Ford. The question is, how?
Can't let the Grey Goose get plucked.
No, we can't.
I've no plan as yet, but I have an idea.
We can do with one, goodness knows.
The only way is a temporary separation.
Eh?
I don't agree.
You haven't got the idea yet. We stick together, are all seen in one place, and yet alibied to the last syllable.
Ah, gotcha.
You, Charlie, shall be Mr. Jenkins.
What?
Don't worry, I can make you up all right. You, Barbara, will again be seen out as Roland Fletcher.
What about you?
I shall also be Roland Fletcher. And between Barbara and myself and you, Charlie, I think we can make Inspector Ben giddy.
Quiet.
Who the devil's that? Hello? Who's that?
Is that my friend, Roland Fletcher?
Yes, this is Fletcher. Who are you?
A well-wisher. I am today somewhat notorious. Matter of fact, I'm almost famous. Must have an anonymous but good publicity agent. They refer to me as...
As what? And don't beat about the bush. As what?
The Grey Goose.
What? I mean, who? Blow your ears to my receiver, quick.
You heard me. The Grey Goose.
Well, I'm very flattered to meet so eminent a gentleman. What can I do for you?
Nothing. But I can serve you with a little advice.
Jolly nice of you. What is the advice?
Miami, Florida, or even the Lido are all nice places for a rest.
I don't want a rest.
Oh, I'd take one if I were you. I have it on good authority that an old school friend of yours is thinking hard in terms of feathers.
Well, that'll be difficult for you, won't it?
Good night.
Hung up. Well, what do you make of that?
Johnny's puzzled me.
Me too.
Holy mackerel. That was Ben Ford himself. A poor effort, histrionically. I could almost smell the ink on his desk and the cheap varnish they use at Scotland Yard.
Fletcher is used to dishing out surprises himself, but to have one thrown at him like this leaves him nonplussed. Only for the moment, however. To hear more of the episode, listen to the continuation of this adventure of The Grey Goose.